Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Well, I don't know if I'm live yet. Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Game 4 versus the lowly Baltimore Orioles is about to commence. A nice Wednesday day game. Put it on your radio. Put it in your ear at work if that's how you have to do it. Have John walk you through the day. I'm excited. We got to get the sweep. It would make us 16 wins against the Orioles in a row. Is that correct, Jake?
I don't think it's 16 in a row. I think it's 13 or 14 in a row.
Oh, I thought we were already at that, and this.
And I think it'd be 16-3 on the year or something like that. I'd have to double check. Stats and info's on that.
I think it's 16 in a row. The first series was a 3-game set, and we went 2-1-2, and we've won every game since. So after the first 3 games, we've won every game. I think it's 16 in a row.
I think that'd be 15 because we got one more today. Maybe this is for 16. Is that what we're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yes. That if they win today, it's
maybe,
16
in
a row. Yes, the chat says I'm correct. If they win today, that's 16 in a row. That's crazy. That's insane. Good. Almost have to win now. You can't like have your last game against the Orioles be a loss after you win 15 times in a row.
I kind of fully disagree on that. Hap on the mound and the Orioles could get rid of this whole thing going into next season. Instead of, they're going to have to hear about it for the whole off season and the start of next season if they don't. You're getting everything out of the Orioles today.
That's fine. I'm coming from the Yankees side. You have to win. You cannot lose.
Oh, you have to beat the Orioles. You're the Yankees.
Yes. Why would I be coming from the Orioles' perspective? I don't care what they think.
Well, I'm just saying you're going to get more than usual out of the Orioles. They have a human recognizable pitcher on the mound. They want this streak to go away, the whole thing I was talking about, and Happer on the bump who struggles against, some of these Orioles righties. So you're getting the Orioles bringing it today, which, again, is still kind of like having a toddler punch you a little bit. But, you know, if they punch you in the dick, it hurts.
Hap has been bad against the Orioles. His last start was May 20th, so it was a while ago, but 6 earned runs. But we've got good pitching in a row. Need Hap to, like, fucking grab that baton and run with it. Let's go to the Yankees lineup today. I got some questions for you about it, Jake. Yeah. Leading off, Brett Gardner in center field, Aaron Judge in right field, Gio the God batting third again, playing third base, Didi Gregorius at short, batting cleanup. Gary Sanchez behind the dish. He's catching. Gleyber Torres is DHing. Talkman in left field, batting seventh. Mike Ford at first. And the young prince, Tyro Estrada, old bullet wound, joins the team, plays second base, hitting ninth. He's back. And like we said, Hap on the bump.
Yeah, they're starting to bring up their A team. I think we saw the Brave experience. I'm serious. It's not even Tyro bias. Vic Valera was playing with no baseball IQ. I understand trying out different people, and we've been doing that rotation at the end of the bullpen. Tyro Estrada has deserved every chance over Vic Valera. We went with a two-man bench yesterday, so it's good to have Tyro back, especially with our nicked-up middle infield. And, yeah, I mean, we're kind of this Orioles-Yankees thing that we started off on about destroying them bringing a little more. The Yankees are willingly sitting LeMahieu today because they can.
Yeah, is that just for a day off?
Yeah, because they're playing the Orioles.
Cleveland comes to town. They want to gear up for that.
Yeah.
Judge pulled the ball yesterday, I saw.
Yeah.
Were people happy about that? 2-0 pitch that he ripped down the line?
Yeah, I mean, it was nothing dramatic. There was a couple Judge pulled the balls, but I mean, they're bloodthirsty for home runs at this point out of Judge.
Yeah, Gary had a nice double. I saw the highlight of that.
Yep. Gary roped that one.
Cool. Good job, the Orioles. You like, so that's all really. I mean, Cameron Maben sits. And so the bench is Romine, Maben, and DJ LeMahieu. Not a bad bench. Nope. Young Prince makes his return. It's exciting news.
Yeah. He'll have a couple hits. It's just what he does.
Think so?
Yeah.
Think he'll make some plays on defense, too?
One.
Some routine plays as well.
Yeah, I'm timid about that. We'll see.
See if he catches some balls. Hap gets some
a lot of fly balls out of Hap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Judge bobbles one. And as it's about to hit the ground, young Prince swoops it up and catches it.
You think Judge is going to bobble one or Mike Ford at first base?
Judge in right field. I'm picturing the Valera Judge miscommunication, and I was trying to make Tyro the hero.
Tyro's got IQ, though. So Tyro wouldn't even put himself in that situation.
It's so Mike weird Ford that they brought
struggling
up
with pop-up.
It's odd that they're like, all right, Valera, you're our next guy. Just you hit the ball hard. And he was like, oh, but I don't have a brain. Is that going to be an issue? I'm like, yeah, actually. Yeah. We prefer brains.
Especially if you're going to be a role player on this team. We can't have you just being the most ridiculous low IQ player ever. You just can't do that. Not cool.
All right. Cervantes in the chat asks, who got sent down for Tyro Estrada?
Well, they sent down Rosa.
Yeah. Adios. Adios, Rosa.
The Yankees played with a two-man bench yesterday. They're back to a three-manner.
How'd he look? I didn't see any of his pitches yet.
He was all right. He was throwing, 91, 92, little sink on the fastball. First batter was a strikeout. All he gave up was a solo shot, which was to Nunez, who's going to have a 30-homer year. It was to dead center, but it was like a juice ball home run. It was like, what? Like, those go out this year? And it's like, yeah.
And just kept traveling?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, give us the Baltimore lineup. I'm going to take a quick nap.
Baltimore lineup. Handsome Alberto at third. Trey Mancini. Anthony Santander, providing us the best moment of the game yesterday, a.k.a. Paul O'Neill. Renato Nunez, just mentioned him, DHing. Jonathan Villar at second. Pedro Severino catching. Jace Face Peterson in left fielder. The pitcher playing center field, Stevie Wilkerson, and Richie Martin living La Vida Loca at shortstop with Dylan Ted Bundy on the bump for the O's.
Nice. What was the best play with Santander yesterday?
Oh, eighth inning. O'Neill's already checked out of this game. And Santander comes up. And Ruco really lets it rip. And he's like, yeah, now coming up, Anthony Santander. And there's a pause on the broadcast. I took a video on it if you want to bring it up. And Paulie goes, ha! You know, you sound like Pepe Le Pew. He was that little French cat. It's like, what? Are you serious right now, Paul? And so Ruco's dying because A, it's good, Paul. B, he called a skunk a French cat, which is hilarious and should be a universal term. And then he's just got some good Paul lingo throughout it. He's like, if you're a little one, Google Pepe Le Pew. And they're like, Paul, we've lost you, huh, buddy?
Solo shot by Wilkerson. Solo shot by Santander. And that's it. Who is he? Pepe Le Pew. That's who you are. I kept thinking, who does he sound like? It's Pepe Le Pew. You little folks, look, Google Pepe Le Pew. He's a little French cat or something. What was he? Skunk.
He was a skunk.
Close, right?
Skunk.
Which is a synonym for a French cat, I guess. Oh, that's the Le Pew aspect of things.
Oh man.
O'Neill's great, man.
Slaps, I mean, he's got a little bit of that bad brain. He's got some good brain. He kills it, man.
It's funny stuff, man.
Really All good. Right.
We are facing the Bundy man, Dylan Bundy. And Jake, who's got the best stats? Who's got the highest OPS out of these starting nine? Everyone has faced him. Even Tyro's faced Bundy.
Give me Aaron Judge, right?
Aaron Judge has the highest OPS for someone with real numbers. But there's a guy named Mike Talkman who has two at-bats, one for two with a double. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
But Judge is 4 for 15 with 3 home runs and 2 walks. 267, 353. And Brett Gardner, 8 for 26, 308 batting average, 400 on base percentage. Everyone's got to have good numbers versus Bundy. He's so bad against us. Gary Sanchez is 8 OPS in 16 plate appearances. Didi, not that good. Didi's the only one with more than 10 plate appearances that doesn't have great numbers. But he does have a home run.
Dylan Bundy, more strikeouts per inning, 504 ERA. His last two starts, Jim, have been respectable against Toronto and Houston. Toronto, he went 5.1 to earn runs. The Orioles would kill for that. And then his last start against Houston, he went 6.0 to earn runs. So, again, still a major league caliber pitcher to a degree. Man, talk about how quickly him and who was the other young guy the Orioles had? Gossman. I mean, Gossman and Bundy were supposed to be their quote unquote future.
And Tillman.
How's that working out for you?
And Twirl at Tillman.
Yeah, I mean, Tillman had been around. Tillman had been around for a while. I mean, Tillman came up in 2009. But I mean, he was an all-star that 1 year, and then he just gave up the most home runs you could possibly give up, I think.
He was an all-star, and I was very confused by it because I was like, every time I watch him pitch, he can't twirl his curveball. So how's he doing?
He had a really nice stretch from 2012 to 2014. 82 starts, 3.42 ERA, 38-16 record. Good for you, Tilly.
Good for you, Tilly. All right, Jake. Haps numbers versus this Orioles 9. Now, we've said already, he's been bad against the Orioles. Everyone knows it. Let's see who's been killing him. Renato Nunez has 4 home runs.
Yeah.
Trey Mancini has 3.
Yeah.
So that's their 2-4 hitter today. So watch out for that.
Jimmy, Hanser Alberto batting leadoff hits 414 off of lefties this year. And that's in 157 at-bats. So that's no joke.
Damn.
Yeah. And Santander's been a breath of fresh air for them. So, yeah, I mean, that first four for Hap is genuinely difficult.
Oh, check this out, though.
Okay.
Jonathan Villar.
Yes.
0-19.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
That's real bad. Eat shit, Villar. Hap shoving his shit balls right down your throat.
There's your what to watch for.
Yeah, Hap. So who's up before Villar? Okay, so pitch around Nunez if you have to. Nunez. 8-16 with 4 home runs. The guy batting behind him, 0-19. That's a real what to watch for. Sometimes we slip real nuggets of information into the show. That's a good one we just stumbled into. Be very careful with Nunez because Villar is behind him. I like that.
It's like so genuine and it should happen in the game that like it won't happen in the game.
Well, that's
Renato Nunez should have 3 walks today.
That's my what to watch for. I've officially said that. I think that's such a smart nugget of information that I didn't know beforehand. We all learned it together. But I'm claiming it as my personal what to watch for. Jake, what's yours? I hope you can beat it.
That's good. I was going to do the whole Nunez-Villar thing. Oh,
yeah,
but now
Janet.
That's been gone. Jim... I said it once with sincere emotion. I'll say it once without sincere emotion. Tyro Estrada.
Estrada, the young prince.
The young prince. Prince Ali. Ali, 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 Ababa.
He's going to have a great game today, and he's going to have a nice month of September, and we're going to look back and say, wait, did Tyro Estrada have a 900 OPS in his 70 major league games this year? Yes.
Did he get shot in the hip by a bullet?
Also, yes.
Does he hate you?
Soon.
Okay, so your what to watch for is Estrada. You think he's going to come out swinging, make his big league return?
Do I think Tyro Estrada is going to come out swinging?
Yeah.
The young prince.
Yes. Do you think
he's going to refuse to walk today?
How many walks does he have in his big league career?
He's got a couple.
Three.
But he likes to swing it, babe.
You think he's going to get to 70 games?
Yeah, he's already got like 50.
He's got 25.
Wait, I thought... Oh, I meant at-bats. Sorry.
Okay, 50 at-bats. Yeah.
Okay. That's a whoopsie-daisy there.
That's a whoopsie-daisy.
That's a whoopsie-dazer. He's got 50 at-bats, 25 games. And yeah, remember when he played left field for us, Jim?
Yeah.
How exciting was that?
It leads me to a mean place.
When Clint was heading straight down.
They won't bring Clint up from AAA because he's so bad at the outfield. But they were like, hey, Tyro, go play left. You can do it. Because that's how easy it should be.
Right. That's what they don't tell you. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I mean, in a slightly more genuine way. How about Talkman, the best player in baseball the last 2 months? Ford, who gets, again, these might be some of his last at-bats of the year, and Tyro Estrada show.
Yeah.
Bottom set up the top.
Talkman had a nice walk yesterday to help create a rally. I was doing some digging.
Spat on it.
What's that?
Spat on it.
Oh, he did? It was nice? I gotta watch the yesterday's game and do it after this pregame show, or at least parts of it. And then he had a big RBI double. Cool.
It was really good.
Yeah, nice, 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 nice. All right. Pitching path to victory. I mean,
yes.
It should be all hands on deck, correct?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see because, again, I think they don't want to use good guys because you mentioned there's a good Cleveland series coming up and we don't treat the Orioles like a respectable team.
So lasagna time?
Lasagna time? Is the Cessna ready to come out?
Bring me a hat to Johnny Els. Adonis Rosa got it done. Now he's off the team. So none of the bullpen pitched yesterday, but almost all of the bullpen pitched the doubleheader day.
Right.
So if they can go hat to Johnny Lasagna, they will be very eager to do that. If they need to throw any of the big guys, they should. They should get the win. Like we said, we're playing for home field advantage, so we need to get wins. And this, if the Orioles are handing you a win on a platter, you can't refuse it when you're trying to have the most wins in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'd say Cortez is out for today. But I think Cessa is a play, too. And is Chance Adams still in the bullpen?
Is he still there?
I think he is, and he hasn't pitched since... Yikes, 8-10. When was that? Saturday?
Don't bring Chance Adams into this.
Yeah, that's a little fear might not be a factor for you, but we might get it. Might be Hap to Chance.
No, give me Hap to Lasagna. Don't bring Chance into this game.
Okay.
The Orioles will feast off Chance. He's been bad.
Bad.
Has Chance had a good outing in a while?
Ooh, this is a fun game. Chance Adams game log?
I don't think he's had a good outing. I think he had like one at the very beginning of this season. I don't think he's had a good outing. Yeah, he hasn't. No. He had one in May on May 19th. 3 innings pitched, 0 earned runs. From there on, 4-3, 4-1-2, 0-2-4, 2-2, 2.11, 1.21 with a home run.
I feel like you might get that might get that 2.11 again out of Chancer.
I mean, we'd take that for sure. It was against Baltimore as well. It's Paxton to Chance.
If there's a team you do pitch Chance Adams against,
it's true. Let's see. Yeah, that outing wasn't that bad.
No, Jim, I'll cheer you on. Hap, be good. Go 6 innings, 2-3 earned runs, and go Johnny L's 3 innings save. Yeah.
Bam. I like it.
But.
Need Hap to be good.
Cats. Yeah.
Fuck. Don't come in, Chance. All right, moving on. Next thing that we do is Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft.
Homer Draft.
No one got on the board yesterday. DJ LeMahieu poked one over. We didn't have him. Pretty bad showing by us.
Yeah.
You get first pick. And just to let you know, the audience, Jake may not choose Ford, Judge, Gardner, Gary, or Glaber. So his options are Gio, Didi, Talkman, Tyro.
Let's see. Man, with my first pick, I am going to take Tyro Estrada.
Nice. Smart. Are you taking Talkman with your second?
I haven't decided yet. I'm either him or Didi.
Okay. Well, who the fuck can I take? I can't take Gary, Gio, Didi, Judge, or Talkman, or Tyro. Okay, so who can I take?
So have you taken Glaber yet?
No, okay, Glaber.
He's pretty good.
That's good. Glaber and Ford.
Ford's pretty good.
Is that all I can take? So Estrada, no. Ford, yes. Talkman, no. Glaber taking him. Gary, no. Didi, no. Gio, no. Judge, no. Gardner.
Cardi party.
Lead off Gardner.
Went in reverse order.
I went top, bottom, up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Nice pick.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
You have Tyro, and you can go Talkman's your only option.
Yeah, Didi's got struggles against Bundy. That's the only concern there. He's still swinging the bat okay. Talkman's the best to ever do it. Give me Talkman.
Talkman over Didi. Everyone go bet on Didi hitting a home run. Jake's been cold as ice.
Not... You're much colder than me, so
I'm cold as a frozen lake. You're just cold as one ice cube.
That's ice. Okay, so ice cube to frozen lake.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you haven't won a Homer draft in a while, Jimmy.
Almost like 2 months.
June 30th.
Yeah, but I'm like the 2017 Yankees. Hot start, not a good middle, hot ending. And I'm still in fine position to beat you in the end.
Yeah, all right. Cool. What you think they got? Think we got an over under today? Just
we
cleared
do.
It.
What's that?
We just cleared it yesterday. Renato Nunez in the ninth off Rosa.
It was exactly what I said, Jake. 8-3. That's what I said yesterday. I said we can get an 8-3 game, and it wouldn't feel like a crazy blowout. That's exactly right. What we got.
Yeah, you got lucky. Nooney saved you.
Oh no, I knew Adios Rios was going to give up Adios Homer.
Not his name. It's very rude. We don't joke about mispronouncing names on here. What
no,
do you
that's not it? A mispronouncing it. It's a pun. It's when he gives up homers or he gets sent down. Adios. It's German for goodbye. Domingo Herman's language.
Did we get your over-under guess?
I think it's going to be 11.
11 Hap. God, that's brutal. I'll go 11 with you. I'll stand with you in solidarity.
Brothers in arms.
It is 11.
It's smart. We got to be smart. I'm better at guessing what Vegas thinks the over-under will be than guessing the over-under.
Right. Over.
Yeah, I'm going to go over as well. Boom. My over-under record's looking great.
You're doing great on the over-under.
All right, let's go to the chat. Tom Davis said, hey, dudes.
What's up, TD?
Tyro, do you hate that Gardy is leadoff? Chris Cervantes hates that Gardy is leadoff. Even though he's hot, I think he's a true nine hitter. It's just for one day, so.
Living in the past because you had a take in April. Yeah, Gardy's fine leading off.
Yeah, okay. He's still seeing, like, most pitches in MLB. I think he's, like, 4.3, which is top 10. So, Michael Clay's been cleared to return. Michael Kay, that's exciting.
26th.
CeCe's coming back on Sunday. That's
we
good.
Like that.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, congrats. I saw you on MLB Network. Thanks, man. That was cool. Why is Daniel Murphy a weirdo?
It's a heavy question. We'd have to do like a whole background and parents and upbringing and
nurture versus nature and a little bit of both.
It's like a whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. Jake, where'd you get that shirt from?
This is my doctor's in training shirt. Because I'm still working on it. No, my buddy used to work for that company, and he gave me a shirt once, so I turned it into a workout shirt. And I will say this, get slightly more attention from the ladies when I wear this shirt.
They think you're going to be a doctor, save their lives. They come up to you, they're like, can you check out this? My feet swollen.
No, they normally, like, I've gotten a few, like, they walk into the elevator, and they're like, oh, are you a doctor? And I go, oh, no. And they're like, oh.
What else is in here, Jake?
What else is in here, Jim?
Cold as Antonio Brown's feet, which Jake has promised to lick for $500. That was John Boy Jake Radio where we talked about that.
Yeah, I don't think it was a promise is loosely used there.
Willing to.
And again, it still goes into Daniel Murphy's upbringing and all that, so I don't know.
Glaber's deaf hitting a home run today. That would be nice. It's Barbie Kiss's birthday in a few days.
Happy B-Day, Barbie.
In a few days.
Yeah.
Will you want us to fly Jake out? Barbara? Barbara?
Do it.
She's from Hungary, Jake.
Yeah.
Are you hungry?
Does she live there now? Or is she just from there?
I don't know. Good question.
I think that's been a discussion as well.
Barbie, are you from Hungary? Or are you just... Are you living there? Or are you from there? Or both?
Are you just going to say, are you just hungry?
I'm starving. Gardner had a good leadoff day in the first game of Monday's doubleheader. May as well do that again. And with Hicks still out. Yeah, I mean, with Hicks out... And DJ LeMahieu out, like, who you turn to? It's easily Gardy for one game.
Yeah, it's like Glaber or Judge, and then people would get up in arms over that. And Estrada, people would have a case.
All right, that ends.
Oh, not for nothing?
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
How about leadoff Talkman one day?
Nah.
He's got a good eye.
He'd take too much pride in taking pitches. Turn himself into Hicks.
So much pride?
Yeah. We already got one guy that's obsessed with walking.
Have a freak out every time he doesn't get on base to start the game. I failed the team.
Cervantes says we should shoot out to L.A. for the Dodger series. Quick flight?
No.
I've already stated that I think that Dodger series is going to be a letdown.
I'll go out there for one of the World Series games, but that's it.
From Hungary, lives in New York.
Look at that. So you should see her for her birthday. Wow. Nice guy.
Fly out. No, we're both going to fly out to Hungary, visit her relatives, make a video.
Visiting her family. Hungary.
Okay. All right. That ends the show. Jake, hit him with those last words that you're always saying. Hungary.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.